Transportation Management Systems. As defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a transportation management system, TMS, is a computer application system designed to plan, execute, and manage transportation operations. This type of application typically includes modules focused on specific functions, such as intermodal transportation, import and export management, fleet service management, and load planning and optimization. Transportation management systems automate the planning and operations involved in moving goods between any points in the supply chain, including shipper and mode selection, optimizing routes and loads, and fleet maintenance. TMS has become an integral part of supply chain management partly because of the impact of e-commerce on order size and frequency. Online procurement favors the lowest bidder. Both businesses and consumers are finding it cost-effective to have smaller, more frequent orders. Business models such as just-in-time and build-to-order, direct-to-customer also require smaller shipments with tighter lead times. Thus, the profit margins are still tight, but the expectations for shipping to manage capacity, costs, and congestion are growing. In such an environment, TMS must be able to optimize transportation across the entire supply chain. Transportation costs amount to a significant percentage of a company's total expenses. Furthermore, organizations commonly use thousands of transportation suppliers. Transportation optimization has room to leverage cost savings by using key partnerships with a smaller number of suppliers for most activity and transportation marketplaces for exceptions. Any TMS package must be able to provide the following. Visibility gives transportation managers, salespersons, customers, and shipping personnel access to timely information. Centralized control over shipment planning. Holistically optimized routes and shipping modes, freight cost, lead time, and customer service levels. Integration between transportation planning and order fulfillment. Increases cost control, customer service, and automation. Execution control. Ensures that the plan is being followed. Automation. Increases efficiency and reduces errors. For example, integrating TMS with conveyor belt systems. Automatically marking build loads, or converting documentation to PDF format for international shipments. TMS functions. TMS generally includes the following functions. Transportation network design. This strategic phase maps out the transportation network using tools and optimizers. This process would be completed when starting a company or undergoing a major shift in strategy, such as collaborating with supply chain partners in transportation network design or determining distribution center locations. Shipment planning. Shipment planning optimizes the transportation network using modeling and simulation. At the tactical level, it evaluates routes and carriers. At the operational level, it optimizes daily transportation plans. Shipment planning includes carrier capacity planning, which matches capacity from a supply plan with demand from a demand forecast. Planning takes into account national regulations, such as hours of service limits to prevent driver fatigue. Routing. Routing must be able to deal with various transportation modes. For example, truck shipments are shipped by truckload, TL, and less than truckload, LTL. Mode switching tools optimize the movement of goods across multiple modes, such as air to ground, parcel to LTL, or courier to air to courier. Routing guides allow users to define rules for shipment routings, and the TMS can automatically select carriers. Dynamic routing services can interface with global positioning, GPS, devices to avoid traffic congestion. Specialty applications exist for modes such as routing container ships. Private fleet management. Private fleets can be managed using tools such as dynamic routing and real-time dispatch. Fleet management dispatches the least number of routes over the least distance to maximize capacity. A vehicle maintenance module schedules maintenance and tracks costs. Carrier selection. Multiple carriers such as owner-operator trucks, common carriers, agents, and package services can be managed and selected using transportation procurement applications and transportation marketplaces. Both methods can electronically distribute and collect data from requests for quotation, RFQs, on price and capacity. The systems also track carrier broker profiles and contracts. Load matching and optimization. TMS provides better visibility to the resources available so that the system can find optimal locations from which to fill orders based on availability and inventory and delivery costs. Common load matching / pooling functions include cross-docking and LTL consolidation. Load optimization includes handling of special materials, for example, refrigeration, hazardous materials. Special applications exist, such as for bulk replenishment, for example, gasoline tankers. Freight rating. Rate tariffs can be entered, and loads will be automatically rated by cost and reliability. The selection process uses carrier service level ratings that are updated based on past performance measurement of cost, on-time delivery, and number of errors or damaged goods. Each owner's tariff is used to calculate demurrage, payment for delay to load or unload, and per diem rates. Manifesting. Manifesting is the process of creating all required shipment documentation. TMS automates the process, printing shipping labels and pick slips, load tendering and delivery scheduling. Each load lists carriers in order of preference, and each carrier is attempted in order until coverage is obtained. The delivery is automatically scheduled if the location is set up to receive advanced shipment notifications, ISNS. Shipment tracking and settlement. Managers can view the actual cost of shipments based on actual charges through real-time updates of proof of delivery, freight bills, and import/export documentation. The TMS generates invoices and bills of lading. For global shipments, managers can view certificates of origin, global settlement and billing information for freight, and customs information. Settlement includes auditing of freight bills, minimizing payment errors, and automating payment. Visibility tools. Visibility tools allow companies and their suppliers and customers to view inbound and outbound shipments, in-transit inventory levels, and exceptions to expected shipments. These tools improve customer service because they provide the same information to all channels, including self-service channels, make replenishment cycles more reliable, and help supply chain members reduce safety stocks by showing sources of stock and delivery times. Post-shipment analysis. Managers can print reports on freight bills, total landed cost, and loss and damage claims and their filing status. TMS interfaces or portals. Transportation management systems often have web-based interfaces or portals that allow centralized control and automate information distribution across multiple sites. Portals are available in purchase software or as software as a service, SaaS. They have dynamic databases of transportation information that can immediately be used for optimization of transportation methods, such as by allowing carriers on the network to indicate their availability to ship to a particular location or accept backhauls from a location. Many SaaS TMS applications have thousands of carriers and thousands of TMS subscribers in their networks, meaning that there are no compatibility issues between network members and that automated requests for proposal, RFPs, can be sent to a large selection of carriers. For example, Ace Hardware used its SaaS network to send an RFP to almost 500 carriers, helping it save $3.9 million or approximately 4% of its transportation costs. Since shipment and fuel costs, road maps and routes, carrier availability, road traffic and weather conditions, and many other transportation factors change dynamically, it makes sense for data of these types to be located in a web-based environment where they can be updated in real time. Managers can use web-based TMS to change destinations on shipments while in transit and receive a notice of consignment and statement of revised charges. Global track and trace. Common carriers and private fleets can install global track and trace using cellular-enabled GPS. Global track and trace allows tracking of shipments by location and by receiving status from booking to proof of delivery. Concerned parties can check the information on a dynamically updated website. Global track and trace can also be used to manage field personnel and keep fleets in constant communication, such as finding the best time to pass a toll if the rates change by time of day. The ability to measure driver performance and efficiency allows shippers to manage these factors. Therefore, global track and trace systems are a key element in any effort to optimize transportation routes. When web-based transportation information services are coupled with automatic identification technologies, this information can automatically keep the TMS up to date on the status of a shipment without any manual intervention. Because the TMS gets near real-time updates on order shipping status, the system can be proactive in planning next steps and notifying appropriate parties of information such as pickup requests or claim status. Shipments have unprecedented visibility because the TMS allows access by container, bill of lading, PO, order, and other numbers. Collaborative transportation management principles. Collaborative transportation management has become possible because of robust web-enabled technologies such as use of transportation marketplaces for collaborative shipment management. shippers and carriers can collaborate on load planning, optimize costs, and consolidate shipments for lower overall transportation costs. Members of a collaborative supply network can optimize all network assets, such as by matching loads with multi-company internal assets before resorting to common carriers. Benefits of TMS. Benefits of TMS include reduction of overall transportation costs by reducing deadheading, demurrage, and time spent waiting to load or unload. Companies can aggregate volumes between locations or companies to reduce freight costs. Capacity procurement reduces cost variability by anticipating demand and making better use of all internal and contractual transportation resources. Linking of communications reduces billing errors and gives networks more time to strategically plan shipments. In general, a TMS should minimize transportation costs, communicate with carriers, vendors, and others using web-based tools, make faster and better transportation decisions, enable intelligent sourcing decisions by sharing accurate, real-time costs, reduce shipment delays from paperwork, errors, or capacity bottlenecks, centralize operations to reduce administrative and support costs, create distributed data access to reduce information bottlenecks, increase supply chain visibility,